Good evening. I'm William Hairwagon, chairing the Pacifica National Board Audit Committee. We're starting our 9 p.m. meeting. It's now 9:08, January 9th, 2017. And Nancy Sybarra-Narratore is our secretary. Nancy, could you read the call the roll?
Okay. KPFA, Sasha Futran. Sasha, I do not hear you. Janet Coburn.
Present.
Janet Coburn, present. Margie Wilkinson. Margie, I do not hear you. KPFK, Grace Aaron. Grace Aaron. I don't hear Grace. Myla Reason.
I'm here.
Oh, Myla's present. Okay, Jonathan Alexander. Jonathan, I do not hear you. Dorothy Reich.
Here.
Dorothy, present. Okay. Wesley Bethune, KPFT.
Here.
Wesley, present. Nancy Sybarra and I told me I'm present. Venetia Patel Adams.
Yes.
Present. Venetia, present. Deb Shafto. Deb, I do not hear you. Okay. WBAI, William Hairwagon.
Present.
William, present. Frank Lefevre. I do not hear you, Frank. WPFW, Ron Pinchback. I do not hear you, Ron. Nancy Sorden.
Present.
Nancy Sorden, present. I think we, let's see. 6, 7, 8. We have 8 present. Okay, we've made quorum.
Okay, very good. Okay, we have...
Hello.
Agenda.
Who came on?
That's Grace Aaron who just came on.
Yes. Oh, Grace. Okay, Grace, you're present. We have 9.
Yes, I am.
Back
here. Chair, can I ask everybody to mute if you're not talking? So I know, so we won't have so much garbly sounds. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
Dorothy, I'm in the car, so if I mute, I'm never going to get back on again. But I can mute myself, but then I won't be able, I can't keep unmuting because of the new law. I have it. So I don't know what to do. Is the car noise bothering you?
We don't hear it right now. There was some noise earlier, but maybe that
stop.
Wasn't you.
Well, if you tell me you want me to mute, I'll mute, but then I'm not allowed to keep touching the telephone or I'll get a big ticket. So. Right now I'm not muted.
Okay.
So right now I'm at a stop sign, so it's quiet.
Thank you. We have a draft agenda that I sent out, and it's posted on kpftx.org. The draft agenda is, I'll read it for anybody who can't see it and for anybody that happens to be listening. One called...
Point of information.
Oh,
yes.
God.
Yes,
William, point of information. William?
Hello, who is that?
Myla at point of information.
Okay, go ahead.
Did you send it by email or is it just posted to KPFTX?
Both.
Both? Because I didn't receive it. I did not receive it, email.
Okay, well, it's on kpftx.org.
They're going to read it anyway.
Thank you. Okay, we'll get back. One is call to order. Two is roll call, 3 minutes. Three is election of timekeepers, 2 minutes. Four is agenda approval, 5 minutes. Five, open session minutes approval, 10 minutes. Six is fiscal year 2015 audit status, 15 minutes. Seven is fiscal year 2016 audit discussion for 15 minutes. Eight, new business, if any, for 15 minutes. Nine, adjourned by 10:15 p.m. Eastern Time. So let's, we did the call to order. We did the roll call. Anybody like to be a timekeeper? For 15 minutes and what, 10 minutes, you know, the minutes per item.
Nancy.
Okay, well,
thank you, Nancy
Sorden.
How much? Okay, yeah. I gotta go find the agenda. I know it was sent out
because
I saw it.
Okay.
Janet, can I?
Yes, Janet.
I didn't get the agenda by email. So if people go to the Pacifica calendar and find January 9th and click on it, you'll see the listing for this meeting, and you can click on the text link, and you'll see the agenda.
Thank
you.
Nancy,
Go ahead. On the agenda, shall we pick a date for the next meeting?
We have a date.
Oh, it is?
It's on the calendar already. Yeah. We have February and March.
I see. February and March is there. Okay, good. I didn't know that. Okay.
Thank you. Okay.
Chair, point of order.
Okay, who's that? Okay, Janet. Go ahead.
I thought you were asking for timekeepers. That's where we are on the agenda.
Okay, we got one timekeeper. I think who said she would do the items, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, etc. And if somebody wants to time people, I don't even remember. What were we doing? 90 seconds? Or is that PNB? I forget. If nobody objects, 90 seconds per speaker. Anybody care to time that?
I can try, Janet. I can try to do the timekeeping for the speakers. So what? How much time is it?
I was thinking 90 seconds, but if somebody wants 2 minutes, it's okay with me. I don't care.
Well, it has to be decided, but not necessarily
now. Okay, 90 seconds then. Let's do 90 seconds. Okay, so we have timekeepers. And now we're up to agenda approval. I read the agenda. Maybe people can look at it. I hope you can. Does anybody want to make a motion to approve the agenda?
Sure.
Dorothy. Thank you.
So moved, Dorothy.
Thank you, Dorothy. Agenda moved at 9:16. I'm trying to keep some kind of notes. Okay, any discussion on the approval of the agenda?
Call the question.
Okay, go ahead.
Point of order.
The agenda.
What's the point of order? Who is that, Janet?
Yes. Again, in committees, there's no calling the question.
It's Janet.
Oh, I didn't even hear somebody call the question. I'm sorry. I missed
Sasha
that.
Just joined the call.
Thank you, Sasha. Welcome. It's William.
Thank you.
Good to hear you. Let's see. You said we didn't need, there's no, what is it, Paul? What was it you said they
Janet?
Couldn't do? Yeah, Janet, you
calling
said
the question or seconding a motion, things like that, but anyway.
Yeah, we don't need to go over this again, do we? You've already stated that. Let's keep moving here, please. Dorothy has to leave.
Chair.
Okay, I hadn't heard anybody call the question, and it's true we
Chair,
do not need
Chair, this is
that.
Janet.
Point
of interest. Well, please, I think that the only people who are supposed to be speaking are people who are recognized by you, by the chair.
Yes, you try to get the floor. You say what you want. If you have a point of order, point of information, and your name, and then I will say go ahead if you're next.
Myla, point of.
Okay, Myla was.
Listen, we're not a Robert's Rules of Order debating society. Let's get some business done.
Janet, point of order.
Gee whiz. Go ahead, Janet.
The bylaws require us to use Robert's Rules, sorry.
Yes, thank you. We're going to try. Okay, and I believe, Myla, I thought you had asked earlier for the stack, and you were starting to say something when we got into points of order.
It's okay. I just sent the agenda to everybody, William. I did not receive it. I searched my email. I did not receive it, so I sent it to everybody.
Okay,
in case they don't have access to the website.
Very good. Thank you. Okay, any discussion on the agenda? Hearing none, is there any objection?
Yes, yes, yes. I have a discussion on the agenda. I'm sorry. I would like to add to the agenda an update about payment for the 2014 audit. It hasn't been official because, as far as I know. I'd like a status update on the 2014 audit. So I'd like to add that before the 2015 item on the agenda.
So we're going to have a 5A, let's call it. For the 2014 audit. We know
correct.
It's done. Still questions, whatever. Okay. Any objection to adding that item 5A for any questions about the 2014 audit to the agenda? Okay. No objections. That's added to the agenda. Now, is there any objection to the agenda as amended? Hearing none, the agenda is approved. Now we go into minutes approval. I thought I saw a couple emails, but I hadn't had a chance to read them. Somebody has minutes? Did I see an email from Venetia and an email from Nancy? I'm not sure.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
That's so the November 7th draft minutes.
Okay. And everybody get a chance to look at them? I did not, but hopefully everybody else got a chance to look at them.
Janet.
Go ahead, Janet.
I move to approve the November 7th, 2016 minutes.
Okay. Any... objection to approving the November 7th, 2016 minutes of the Audit Committee. There are no objections. The minutes as drafted are approved. Did I see another set of minutes, or am I...
Point of order, Nancy Gordon.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Our point of personal privilege. William, you're very muffled. I'm sorry to hear what you're saying.
I'm going to try to make the phone a little bit closer.
That's better. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Nancy?
Now I got to get something to make the phone stay where it is so it doesn't slide off the desk. Okay. Okay. Was somebody trying to say something?
Yes, Nancy from KPFT.
Yes, Nancy?
I believe Venetia sent earlier October 3rd minutes.
Chair, this is Janet.
Go ahead, Janet.
I move to approve the October 3rd, 2016 meeting minutes.
Oh, this is just going along swimmingly. Any objection to approving the October 3rd, 2016 Audit Committee minutes as drafted? Hearing no objections, such minutes for October 3rd are approved. Thank you. Any more minutes?
Nancy, KPFT.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yes, I'm sorry. Unfortunately, I have not finished the last month meeting when our auditor came and had a brief talk with us.
I don't know what that reference is, but they're not ready yet.
I'm looking for the date.
December 5 was the last meeting, I think.
No, I think I said December 5. What was it? Well, anyway, December 5. Oh, November 7th? Let's see. Wait a minute.
November 7th was just approved. Somebody brought.
Okay, so the December 5th is not finished. That's what it is. Yeah.
Okay.
The best I can do is think of doing, unless somebody has a better idea, is just send it to everybody. And if you see something you want to correct or just tell me back and I'll send it again. So we'll have it ready for the next meeting.
Sure. Or people, if they just read it at the last minute, they can amend it at the meeting. Okay. So I think we're finished with the open session minutes. And we go on to number 5A, excuse me. We added the discussion of the 2014 audit. Any open items that people, any questions asked? Discussed 2014 audit was added to the agenda.
Grace.
Hello. Go ahead.
Are you asking?
Anybody have anything to say? Any questions? Grace put it on for discussion. Now I'm saying if anybody wants to discuss it.
Can you hear me?
Sure.
Okay, good. Let me take it off the phone. Hold on one second.
Okay.
This should be better. Can you hear me?
It's very clear now.
Here we go. Now it should be better. I'm sorry. I'd like to know, we passed a motion I just noticed in the meeting of November 7th, I think it was. Yes, November 7th, and it was a motion amended, I put forward amended by Janet Cobrin, that the audit committee ask the IED in writing for an itemized list of all monies owed to the auditor and what those monies are owed for, and if non-payment either in part or in full would delay the start of the 2015 audit, and that the IED's response is to be in writing. Now, did we receive a response from the IED?
Point of order,
to that?
Nancy Thornton.
Okay, go ahead. Nancy Jordan, go ahead.
Could that question go on the agenda rather than whether or not the minutes are correct or not?
This is a
non-germane issue to approving the minutes.
No, we finished the minutes section. I'm sorry, Nancy. And now we've moved on to the new item. We're calling 5A that Grace had added, which was to discuss the 2014 audit. So we're finished with minutes. This is a discussion of 2014 audit.
Okay, so my question is, so that motion was passed on November 7th. I don't recall ever receiving a reply in writing from the IED, but if we did receive a written reply, William, did you receive a reply? And what is the status of the 2014 audit? Is it now public? Is it released to the public? And I don't believe it has been, because I don't believe that we've finished paying for it. So how much do we owe on that? Does anybody know? And
okay, can I try?
Nancy Thornton.
Okay, Nancy, go ahead.
And Janet to the staff.
Number one, I'd like to apologize. I thought we were still on the minutes. I'm sorry, Grace. And number two, I think that we got a report from Lydia on that in the PNB meeting that most of that remaining balance has already been paid.
Okay.
Well, Myla to the stack. Myla for the
Grace
stack.
Grace to the stack, too.
Now I got to start making a list. Okay. I think Janet was next. And then Grace and Myla. Janet, go ahead.
Come on, let me in.
Janet, Janet?
Sorry. Can people please mute? All right. Thank you. Okay. So the 2014 audit was approved both by this committee and by the PNB. As far as the money is concerned, the auditor told us that the outstanding balance, which I think is something like $12,000 now, would not apply to approving the 2014 audit or releasing the 2014 audit, which he did. And the balance would basically hold up working on the 2015 audit. So the balance due is not about the 2014 audit at this point. When it comes to releasing it, there is a technical issue with CPB, I think, access, and there was a motion passed by the PNB about that, I believe, last week. And so that's in process. That's going to happen. The IED is going to follow up and make it available.
So okay, but this is William. My understanding was that it was an issue with the website. Is that what you said? That was my prior understanding. And then
it's
approved and official and public, but they can't post it for some reason.
Are you asking me?
Yeah, I'm asking
Sheriff
if that's
Janet?
What they're trying to say.
I don't remember what the details are, but it's more or less a technical matter that's holding up
yes.
it being released. Yes.
Well, okay, being put onto the website. It's official. It's been issued by the auditor. It's been approved by everybody. So it is a complete audit. It's just can't get onto the website yet for a technical reason. Thanks. Okay, Grace? Or was there another question involved somewhere?
Excuse me, this is Maya. I was next on this chat.
Grace, and then you're after Grace.
I believe Marla's ahead of me. She can go ahead of me.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Myla.
Okay. Well, just dovetailing with what Grace brought up, we did request a written report from the IED. I don't think it's sufficient to have the vague recollections of people who happened to be on a call where she talked about something. I still would like to see those the status in writing, and I think that I move that we...
What do you mean by status?
The status. What do I mean by the status? I want to know, for example, you know, one of the requirements is that the audit is posted to the Charitable Trust Division of the California Secretary of State so that it's available for the public to review. I would like to know from the IED how and when that will occur, what the status is, if there are technical problems with respect to making it public. You said something about the website. I don't know whether you're referring to the website of the Charitable Trust Division of the Secretary of State of the State of California or Pacifica. I think it should be on both. And I want to know from the IED in writing where things stand.
On the California and our own website. Okay, could you...
The status. I want like a detailed status report, just as we had.
The status, you don't give enough information. The status could be that, oh, yeah, the audit's finished. Thanks. Bye. You know, you have to ask
specifics,
you know what? You were just mentioning.
William, it's standard. The status
report. It's not standard. There's no such thing as standard status. The status could mean anything. You have to write what it is, the questions you want to have answered. Write them, please.
It's a standard request. How about if we just resubmit
the request? It's not a standard request. If you wanted to, you did that once before.
At any rate.
Please send us a motion.
William, at any rate, what I would like to do is to send the request that we sent previously and get an answer this time in writing.
Sasha, for the stack.
Okay, that was one of those general motions, and so she could answer it any way she wants. Anyway, she can interpret it any way she wants. Fine, we
Sasha
can do
for
that.
The stack.
That's the motion. The motion is to resend the November 7th motion. Sasha, we had Grace next, and then Sasha.
Yes. Okay, so now the draft audit that was approved by the audit committee and the PNB, is that now essentially public? In other words, can I send it to my cousin in New Jersey? Is it confidential or is it public?
Well, I would say it's not confidential. The auditor sent us a note, which I sent to all of you and to the PNB, that that was the final issued report. The audit is done. Now, if you want to send it, that's up to you. I'm not going to tell you to send it.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate the clarification. Thank you.
Okay. Sasha's next, and did I hear Janet?
Yeah.
Okay, Sasha.
Yeah, hi. So my recollection is that we did ask for things in writing and that we spelled it out, and that we also passed a motion, because I remember amending it, and I think it was Grace's, and we, you know, had a friendly amendment back and forth, you know, and so forth, asking for whether all of, for the 2015 as well, whether all of the documentation of the bookkeeping from all the units, including Pacifica and the archives, were in, and was everything ready to go in order to start that audit going? I know, understand that there's money that has to be paid as well, but we can't go anywhere if people don't have all their information ready. So I just wanted to point that out, and maybe you want to discuss this under 2015. I don't really care, but it would seem to me that if we're sending Lydia a memo about this, a resolution about this, that we might want to have it be perhaps all contained, that we need, you know, and I would suggest we need monthly updates, basically, on the status of the audits. Is each one, you know, if 2014 is finished, that's fine, then we're just talking 2015. But I personally think that the audit committee ought to be getting a monthly update before their meeting.
Nancy Jordan,
okay, hold on a second. Yeah. I was thinking we were discussing that Myla suggested we resend the November 7th motion, or what is the resulting email from that motion, to send that again. And that's what I think we're addressing.
Yeah, William, I'm going to try to put a motion together in writing for you. I'm just reviewing what we passed last month.
Nancy
okay.
Sorden, to Nancy Sorden, point of request for
okay.
information.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay, point of information, go ahead.
Yes, could someone please read that motion that we passed so we know exactly what it says?
I don't have access to it this minute.
You know, the minutes that we just approved contained all of this.
Chair,
in
point
right.
of order. Chair.
Yeah. Go ahead, Janet.
Was the member recognized?
Oh,
actually, not. She just spoke up, didn't she?
May I be recognized, Chair? This is Myla.
Okay, you're going to answer the question.
Right. I'm looking at the minutes that we just approved from November 7th, and they contain several iterations, the motion amended, so I'm going to try to put it all together and craft another motion similar to what we sent before for everyone to review.
Nancy Sorden, request for information.
Hey, Nancy.
Could Myla read the final version of that motion, please?
Well,
we all know what it says. I mean, there's been a lot of claims of what it said. I would like to hear what it said.
This
Chair,
is Grace.
This is
I have it.
I can read
I
it.
Have it in front of me, too.
Okay, you want to read the version of the motion as approved on November 7th. Go ahead, Greg.
Okay, I think this is the final version. It was put forward by Sasha Futran. Due to our great concern with getting the audit for fiscal year 2015 started as soon as possible, the audit committee respectfully asked for a report by email from the IED on the status of all issues that might affect the start of the audit. This would include an estimated time of completion by Pacifica and each station of all materials needed by the auditor to proceed, as well as anything else needed before the fiscal year 2015 audit can commence. Is this what we're talking about? I believe it is.
Well, I think that's
Sasha, very briefly. That's what I'm talking about.
Good. I'll send this to everybody.
Chair, this is Janet. I'd like to respond to Nancy's question.
I'd like to say something. The information about all the different things required was sent to us, and I forwarded it to everybody. A chart, I don't know what kind of chart it is, but it's a chart that has all the items that are required and which ones have been completed with a, I think that's what it means when they put an okay in there. And there was a bunch of stuff from KPFA that wasn't done, but then there's a whole slew of questions that don't seem to have been answered. And I spoke to the interim executive director today, and she's going to be Efren, who's the financial guy, is coming back from vacation tomorrow. But I think we've been hearing this for a while, but he's coming back from vacation tomorrow, and he's going to start working on it. And there's a new business manager at KPFK who's going to be also helping out with not only K, but with BAI and PFW, supposedly. So,
point of information.
We should ask for an update. And now I think I heard two points of information. It was Janet.
Yeah. And Milo.
And Milo. Okay, go ahead, Janet.
May I read the motion that I believe Nancy Storden was asking about, the motion from November 7th?
Yes, that's a different motion, right? Thank you.
Yes.
No.
And it was a motion by Myla, and it was amended. I think it was originally Grace and then amended by myself, and then I don't know whether it's a substitute from Myla, but it was that was the one that was amended, that was passed. And it reads that the audit committee asked the IED in writing for an itemized list of all monies billed and paid, as well as owed to the auditor, and what those monies are owed for, and if non-payment, either in part or in full, would delay the start of the 2015 audit, and that the IED's response is to be in writing.
Okay, so we have two similar. When was the that was from November 7th. Grace, when
right.
the most said, when was that from?
November 7th, both.
Both are from November 7th. Okay, so may I possibly suggest that we make a motion, somebody make a motion now to resend those requests and ask for updates, or if it never got answered, to get it answered. And that's as simple as the motion could be, just to ask again for the items that were approved in November 7th motions for information from the IED.
Myla for the stack.
Go ahead, Myla.
I'm looking at all of the motions. There were actually three that passed, and it looks like maybe four, but they don't contain questions about the posting to the charitable trust website of the California Secretary of State website. And I would like to, I'd also like to find out about that, because that's a requirement for various things. so I'd like to add that. So I was just about to try to craft something, but what I would like to know, I had a point of information in there that you didn't respond. I didn't have a chance to ask my question, you said
Nancy,
that the sense
point of order.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Nancy Sorden, point of order. Sorry.
Yes, Nancy Sorden.
How much time did we have for this item? It's already been past 15 minutes.
We didn't give it time for the 2014, even though now we're talking, seem to be talking about the start of 2015.
No.
So actually, we should have 15 minutes for the 2015, and maybe we should have added another 10 minutes or so for 2014. So have we gone past the 15 minutes?
Yes, we have gone past 15 minutes from when we started talking about the 2014.
Okay. And so let's give it, I wrote down, what did I write down? No, that was minutes. Blah, blah, 2014. I wrote down that we started at 9:24, so that's been 20 minutes. So let's give it another 5 minutes to wrap up 2014 and 2015. So that means I'm adding 10 minutes. Is there any objection to adding 10 minutes for the 2014, which we never gave minutes previously? Any objection to that? Hearing no objection, we go 5 more minutes on this to try to craft a motion for the IED.
William, this is Myla. I was in the middle of asking you for some clarification. You said that you had sent out something with answers about all of the itemized things that were needed, but you didn't say where that came from. Was this a letter in writing, an itemized list?
Letter in writing.
Wait, I am not finished, please.
Okay.
Was it from our IED or from the auditor? Where did it come from? When did you send it? What was the subject line? Perhaps we can all take a look at that now, but I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, unfortunately, I don't have access to my emails right now, but this was something that I believe came from the interim executive director, and I just forwarded it on to everybody in the committee, and it included a chart which included information for all the stations, National Office, and Pacifica Archives, but I can't give you the date. Did anybody see that?
You have a sense of when that's been?
I would say it went probably after the last meeting.
This is Sasha. I think we received it around the meeting. My recollection is shortly before the meeting, like maybe that day or a day before.
You said before.
You know, we usually get things.
Yeah.
I could be mistaken.
Well, I could look for it and resend it to people, but not right now. I don't have access right now. I'd like trying to craft a motion, or
Sasha for the stack.
Yes, Sasha.
I believe Myla said she was crafting a motion, and I just wanted to ask her whether she is willing to include something to the effect of monthly updates before the audit committee's meeting, which could be very simple if it's a matter of just changing some numbers in the chart.
May I respond?
Sure.
Sasha, I think that's a really important, and thank you for bringing that up. And by the way, I just found what you forwarded, William, and I've sent it to everyone. And it looks like it's just an attached. What she sent us was something from Efren that is in the form of a spreadsheet or some kind of a chart. And it was sent as an attachment, not as a written report per se. So I'm sorry I didn't have a chance to review that earlier, but I think that's what you're referring to, and I just sent it on to all of the committee members just now. And that sort of sidetracked me from working on the the motion. So let me work on the motion now, and I will definitely include the monthly, the request for monthly updates. Thank you, Sasha.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Any other 2014-2015 discussion while Myla's working on the motion?
Janet?
Go ahead, Janet. I think you still had, actually, you were on the stack, or I think you were the last one. That did. I don't think you got to speak. Go ahead.
Well, I don't even remember what that was about. But okay. So it's my understanding that it was understood or agreed that that Armenino, I think this was early last year, Armenino would be the auditor for the fiscal year 2015 audit, assuming they would get paid. I mean, it's like that's another issue, assuming the balance from the 2014 audit is paid. Can you, Chair, update us on that?
No, what you said is correct, and the auditor doesn't want to talk about 2015 till he gets paid. So, and I believe the balance is $32,000, not $12,000, I think someone said. The $32,000 balance as of today, actually. I believe there'll be a deposit required, might be $20,000 or more, to start the new audit.
Sasha for the stack.
Go ahead, Sasha.
Janet, point of information.
Okay, let's get a point of information. Janet.
Well, I'm wondering whether you can find out the answer to what you were just wondering about, or or you know, maybe it should be part of the motion, but in any case,
what thing am I? What is it that I'm wondering about?
How much is owed? How much is owed and all that? Yeah.
Well, I have the auditor's version is $32,000.
As of when? And
the IED as of today. The IED thinks there's some smaller number, and that Efren has been making payments, but the auditor isn't aware of them. I didn't go back and forth with him on it.
Thank you.
So we should still just get updated information from the IED's perspective.
And this is Sasha on this for the stack.
Oh yes, you were there before the point of information. Thank you. Go ahead, Sasha.
Again, I think we need to get that information as stated. I would also think it would be important to know what the amount is that the auditor needs in order to begin the 2015 audit. I think that's something that needs to be included in that request. But the other thing I wanted to say was, I mean, for those of you who are on this call and are also on the PNB, I really want to encourage you at PNB meetings to have this be on the agenda and to do what you can to move things having to do with the financial situation in general, not just this on the audit committee, on the agenda as much as possible, because I have to tell you, I find it really shocking when I hear in one meeting that I listened to in December, some of the things that the PNB is spending its time on, which has nothing whatsoever to do with finances. And I think the finances are urgent, and I think that is really what the PNB should be discussing as a solution to the financial difficulty, or at least coming to grips with it amongst yourselves. So that's what I want to throw in there for PNB meetings members who might be on this call. Thank you.
So,
Janet, Stack.
So is five. Go ahead, Janet.
Well, it's really this kind of thing. It's better if it comes from the committee rather than individual PNB directors. I mean, the committee can get something on the agenda, the PNB meeting agenda. So, and that's really a stronger case than individual PNB directors, in my opinion. I'm done.
Thank you. Okay, Sasha. Myla?
I'm working on it. I'm almost done.
Okay, thank you. Sasha, you're trying to say something?
Sure, yeah. Are there any PNB members and also Finance Committee members on our audit committee?
Well, there can't be any Finance Committee members. That's in the bylaws.
Okay.
So, but there may be some directors. I think Grace and Janet, I don't know.
Yeah, I know there are some directors, but I was just in terms of, because it's not just the audit, it's the finances. I mean, there's no point in diddling around about whether stations like KPFA can hold their meetings with having some people on the phone, et cetera, is really irrelevant, especially if none of this exists any longer because we go bankrupt.
Point of order, Nancy Sorden.
Nancy Sorden, point of order. Go ahead.
This comment is not germane to what we're talking about.
I would agree with that point of order. Thank you. We're not discussing general PNB business. We're supposed to be talking about the audit. Thank you.
Chair, point of information.
Who's that?
Janet, sorry.
Janet, go ahead.
Can we have a time check on this item?
Time is 5 minutes past when we said we were going to end this item. Sorry.
Okay, so let's get see if we can get that motion. Anybody want to extend?
I'm going to just go ahead. William, this is Myla.
Myla.
I've got a draft
Myla.
Here.
Jesus, Myla. Who's running this meeting? I know you think you're the chair, but you're not. So you try to be recognized.
What were you? Do you want to say something, Myla?
Thank you. I'm kind of struggling with this. I was trying to put this all together. I can, if you would like, I can go ahead and send this draft to everyone. It's slightly redundant, and maybe we can weed out some of the redundant verbiage. It seems. Sorry about that. It's just hard to pay attention to the.
I'm sorry,
meeting.
But I can't do it with the noise.
What?
It's hard enough to.
Too hard to hear.
What do you mean, Grace? I think she meant to be muted. Miley, are you still there?
Yeah. I'll go ahead and send what I have, if I may speak now. And I will, and I don't particularly appreciate the little asides about what I think or don't think. At any rate, I'm going to go ahead and send it now, and we can work on it as a group. Sent.
Thank you. But do try to be recognized instead of launching into what you want to say without being recognized. Thank you.
And William, this is Myla.
Go ahead.
Could you remind me another time to wait to be recognized? I haven't been reminded enough. Thanks.
Okay, next time you do it, I'll remind you again. Thank you. So we're waiting for an email, I guess, from Myla. And now we need a motion to extend. I think Nancy Sorden said we were already 5 minutes over, and that was maybe 2 minutes ago. So somebody want to extend from now?
I'd like to extend by 10 minutes.
Okay. Any objection to extending 10 minutes?
Nancy Sorden, point of order. Does that, or request for information, does that mean we're going to extend the meeting time from 10:15 to 10:25? Actually, it's more because we've
added another 10 minutes for the 2014.
Well, no, we're doing 14, and okay. So you're saying
no? We still have 30 minutes. We still have two items that are 15 minutes each that we haven't come to yet. So
okay, I'm hoping that we'll just move ahead with the agenda and end when we end, and not worry about 10:15 or 10:30. Any objection to that about the end of the meeting? Okay, here it's done. Now, somebody wanted, Sasha was extending 10 minutes for the item.
Chair, this is Janet. I have something I'd like to say about that time thing.
Go ahead,
unless Sasha have something to say about it?
Yeah, it might help clarify. I'm sorry, I wasn't at the beginning of the meeting, so I don't know what is left on the agenda. And when I said 10 minutes, I thought we had 2014 and 2015, and then we were done. But if somebody could tell me what the other two items are that are 15 minutes each, I would really appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, this is William. We have, if anybody wanted to discuss 2016, which is way in the future, and that's a discussion. So, and then new business. That's it. We don't really have two items, and I don't think there's going to be too much to say about 2016. So we might not have too much. We don't have a half hour's worth of business to go after, in addition to the 10 minutes for this motion.
Chair, Janet, may I?
Yes, go ahead, Janet.
Yeah, I wanted to say I cannot stay on the call beyond 7:15. The adjournment time was 7:15, and so the motion to extend the item by 10 minutes, it's a separate motion to extend an item than to extend the meeting.
That's the way I'm going.
Yeah.
Any objection to extending this item 10 minutes? Hearing no objection that we're extended 10 minutes. And it's now 10 o'clock, so we're going to 10:10, then we'll have to see if we're going to do anything after this.
And, Janet, I have a point of information.
Yes, Janet.
So Myla sent an email. This is from Myla to us, motion by Myla and Sasha. Is that she sent it at 9:57. Is that from the November 7th, or is that your draft so far, Myla? Can Myla answer that? Chair?
Okay, Myla.
Yeah, my apologies, group. What I did was I just copied and pasted all of the motions and amendments that were passed in November, and then I tried to put them together in some kind of a coherent way, and I don't think I really succeeded. I added Sasha's request for regular monthly written updates on the status of ongoing audits, but I failed to include anything about our concerns about the posting of the 2014 audit publicly, and I think that we need to include that as well. So this is just a very poor draft that really needs improvement.
Any improvers out there?
This is Nancy from KPFT.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Can we just do a separate request about posting it on the Charitable Trust website? Do that separately. And then just resend what we did in November 7th, just another reminder, and save time and go into the next discussion agenda point.
Yeah, I think that's a very good idea. That's where I was trying to go before, that we could just resend our requests from that meeting. The requests that were resulted that I sent out to the IED, just resend them, and then have another one for the posting of the 2014 results on not only our website, but the California Charitable Acts or whatever it's called.
Myla for the stack.
Go ahead, Myla.
It's the Charitable Trust Division of the California Attorney General website. I mean, the Secretary of State, sorry, website. But I think that it's important that if we do make a second request, that we also append to that a request going forward. That last statement that I added, which was Sasha's very important suggestion, that going forward, the audit committee respectfully requests regular written monthly updates on the status of ongoing audits.
Chair Janet, to the staff.
Go ahead, Janet.
So I was just reminded that the PNB on January 5th passed a motion for an audit update. It's an audit update request. And it says that the IED is to provide time and cost estimates for the fiscal year 2015 and fiscal year 2016 audits by January 17th. That's already been approved, a request to the IED to be delivered on January 17th. So at least part of what we're discussing is the same as that, so I don't think it, I think it's kind of redundant. I think we, this committee can request that update be sent to the audit committee chair, who can then forward it to this committee. But anyway, I just wanted to.
Myla for the staff.
Go ahead, Myla.
Well, that sounds good, but I really think that it's the sense of this committee in past meetings that all that we specify that these reports are not verbal but in writing. So if the request by the PNB did not specify a written report, I think that we should respectfully request the report in writing.
And Sasha?
Go ahead, Sasha.
Well, unless I'm wrong, I didn't hear Janet say that what the PNB approved was anything beyond January 17th report. What I'm saying is that the committee needs to know each month what the current status is of whatever audits are in the works, because we spend an awful lot of time at every meeting trying to figure out where things are at, and it would be really nice to have official word before we have our meeting so that we don't have to spend our time doing that. We could spend our time maybe coming up with some solutions or, you know, whatever.
Okay, this is William. I'd like to suggest that we get these updates until the 2015 audit is started, not every month throughout every year. While the audit's going on, we don't need updates to say, oh, they spent 12 minutes at KPFK and 4 hours at DAI, and we don't need that.
Sasha for the stack. I don't mean that.
And Myla for the stack.
Sasha, are you done? Or
no,
was that just...
I don't mean that. What I'm talking about is, for example, I suspect, because this is the history of how things have gone, that not everything is ready for the auditor for 2015 for various places. And it would be good to know. I mean, it could be so simple as just forwarding the last month and saying there is no change. I don't mean 12 minutes talking to this person and, you know, I don't mean that kind of thing. I just mean, can the auditor, if he had the money in hand, if that audit firm had the money in hand, could they actually start the audit? Or are they also waiting for things from stations?
Well, that's what I was saying. I was saying that we get reports up until... get monthly reports up and until the 2015 audit is started. Once it's started, we don't need that anymore until maybe we get to the end of the 2015 audit. But we don't need monthly reports when there's no activity for us to know about.
Myla for the stack. Starts,
we wait till it's finished.
Myla for the stack.
Go ahead. I thought you heard.
I absolutely disagree with you, Williams. I think it's you really shouldn't be trivializing that. The fact is that even though the audit has started, it may not have started with the completion of all materials that were needed, and that's part of what's in this motion, that it would include an estimated time of completion by Pacifica at each station of all materials needed by the auditors to proceed. And even if once they have proceeded, there may be additional materials that are needed from various stations.
Hello, Jonathan here.
And we, hi, Jonathan. And we need to know whether or not all of the if all of the materials that are needed by the auditors have been supplied. You still have to take into account that our 2015 audit should have been posted. The 2015 should have been posted at the Charitable Trust Division of the California Secretary of State by June of last year. We are so far behind that I think that it's really important that we get some kind of status, current status report on a monthly basis until we become current with all of our audits. We're not current now.
Fine. Do we have that in the motion? Whatever you sent? Or are we trying to craft little pieces of motions now? I'm not trying to be facetious. I'm just want to know what people think we're doing. I thought we were going to ask again for updates on whatever emails we sent to the IED in November. And then ask for this about the posting of 2014, not 2015, to our websites and other places, including the Corporation of Public Broadcasting needs it too. So,
Chair, this
I
is
think
Janet.
That's what we're doing.
I was on the staff.
Janet.
Okay, sorry, and I'm going to have to leave the call very soon. So what we received on, I think it was December 5th, the email that Myla forwarded us, that you, Chair, had forwarded us with the Excel spreadsheet that the IED had sent,
yeah,
with the audit schedule, all right? And that is what is needed for the readiness for the audit, and this is the audit schedule for 2015. And so all the stations, it looks like they were ready, except KTFA has a whole bunch of pendings. Don't understand that, but in any case, so maybe we should just request an updated audit schedule.
And then the other email, I believe, had to do with the balance due to the payable to the auditor. So those are the two items that we would resend. And then I'm saying we make a motion now to also ask about posting to our website and to the California Charitable Trust website. And so there's three things we're going to do. And ask for, monthly update? Fine. Everybody wants a monthly update. That's good. So I have four things in there. And I'm going to trust myself to go back and listen to this recording to get the actual verbiage of the motion. Is that any objections to the idea, not the passing the motion, but to the idea of doing it this way? We can go back and get our two earlier emails updated from the IED, ask for the about the postings, and ask about getting a monthly update from the
Myla for the stack. Myla for the stack. I don't object, but I would very much appreciate it if you would copy all the members of the committee with your request to the IED.
Okay.
Chair, this is Janet, point of personal privilege.
Go ahead, Janet.
So I'm going to have to leave the call now.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
I'm just going to thank you. I'm going to ask if there's any objection to crafting this motion the way I said with these few parts about following up on things that need to be done from, that we requested already, and then the posting of the 2014 audit and monthly reports. Any objection to a motion to that effect? And I will craft the motion and send it the letter out later.
Chair, this is Myla. May I be recognized?
Sure.
I just wanted to let you know that it's been a little bit confusing to some people. I'm sending to all of the members of the committee the exact words, Charitable Trust Division of the California Secretary of State.
Thank you. Appreciate that. That way, when I write it, I'll say it right or write it properly. Okay.
So,
thank you.
Chair,
so,
this
hearing
is Janet. I don't object. So, yeah, and I'm
okay.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Thanks. Hearing
bye-bye.
No objection.
Thank you.
Motion is passed. And let's see. We're actually at time, so I think we can...
I move that we adjourn after this vote.
Sasha for the stack.
I already said, hearing no objections, that motion or series, that complicated four-part motion is passed. And Sasha, go ahead.
I moved that. Did you hear me? I said I move that we adjourn, Nancy.
Yes. Okay. That's Nancy Sorden?
Yes.
Okay. You want to adjourn? Okay. Any objection to adjourning? I heard you, Sasha, but so you could object if you
want. Well, I have a question. Well,
It's 10:15, Nancy.
I have no idea what's going on because I had my phone apparently on mute. And so nobody was hearing me saying Sasha for the stack about six times. But I
no,
do
I
have
heard
a question. I don't know what you just asked.
That's not our responsibility.
Well, it may not be your responsibility, but it would take less time to answer, to tell me, than it would to argue about it. Now, wouldn't it? But, of course, that's not how we do business here.
Go ahead. Ask the question.
My question is what you just said replacing Myla's motion that she forwarded to us? Because I was actually reading that motion while you started talking about a motion of your own, and the next thing I knew, it was passed.
Yes, you're correct.
And is the motion... Yeah, I'm with Sasha. I'm really pretty confused about what we just passed. Did we pass the motion that I sent, or that you would tweak the motion that I sent? And it's not very clear to me what we were saying.
What I said was there's going to be four parts to this. We're going to follow up our two earlier emails to the IED. To get updates on the amount owed, and that's one, and the chart that was sent on readiness. Then we're going to have a question on posting to the IED, meaning posting to various websites. And the fourth item is to request monthly updates on audit status. And that's I said I would go back and listen to the minutes and write up that as I send it to her. Okay, we had a motion to adjourn. Any objection to adjourn? We're adjourned. Thank you. Have a great night.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Bye-bye.